For the first time ever, the Czech government has a special representative for media and disinformation. His name is Michal Klíma, and he has been in charge of several of the country's leading media outlets in the past. More recently, he has also monitored the Czech media environment for the International Press Institute. I asked him why the government has decided to set up this position and what exactly will be his task.
There are reasons for both matters, media industry and disinformation. At the media industry in the Czech Republic, there is no any responsible resort on the level of the government. So, for instance, last year and the year before, when we were faced with the problems with COVID, nearly all companies in the Czech Republic got any kind of help and subsidies, but not media, because there is simply no any ministry, no any resort which is responsible. And, of course, this is only an example, but there are many other problems. We have no support of media like it is in other countries. So the idea is to have a person who is responsible for this. So this is my role concerning media. And at the same time, it is the matter of disinformation, because we are, the Czech Republic, we are faced to a heavy attack of disinformation coming from Russia and also disinformation coming from China. And we want to counter this, and we have to develop the whole system how to do it. So this is my other responsibility.
So I'm guessing, on that disinformation note, are you going to be working with, I don't know, the Ministries of Defense or Ministries of Interior, or how exactly are you going to be coordinating with the government?
Yes, exactly, with those two ministries and also with the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. It's a matter of strategic communication. We do not have any centralized strategic communication like in other countries, so we want to create this and do it similarly as other countries.
Okay, and you already touched a bit upon the media aspects, that it didn't get so much support maybe during the coronavirus pandemic, that other countries have similar positions. Could you tell us a bit about your plans? Like, if you had to give us, I don't know, sort of top two or three things that you want to achieve?
You know, in many countries, and especially in Western countries, in Scandinavia, in France, in Netherlands and Belgium, there are laws, and in Austria, they are working on a new bill just now. There are bills which are dictating a kind of help or support to different media. And we do not have any system in the Czech Republic of support of media, let's say new media, starting media, the media which are essential for informing people and so on. So my idea is to find a system which will be acceptable for our parliament to accept. I'm also helping to change the law, the bills concerning public service media, the Czech television and Czech radio. Last year, I was working on the side of non-governmental organizations. We prepared some changes in the law, and so I hope that from my new position, I will be able to support this. Yeah, so I think these are the main topics, at least currently.
Okay, I understand. You, of course, have a lot of experience from the media. I believe you led the Vltava Laba Media Group and Economia in the past. You're also the author of a new International Press Institute report that is focused on the media scene in the Czech Republic. It describes Czech media as having been exposed to pressure from the previous Prime Minister, Andrej Babiš, and also points to the growing capture of private media by a select group of wealthy Czech individuals. You write that media capture in this country is quite different in its form than that which experts have pointed out, for example, in Hungary. Could you explain a bit what you meant in your report? Could you sort of describe the Czech media atmosphere and what is at risk here?
Well, the report is quite big, so I cannot speak shortly about everything. But generally, I don't think that the situation is here in media was under the previous government as bad as it is, or as it was in Hungary, and for sure it is better. Now it is even better than it was. The difference is that, for instance, the public service media was never fully controlled by the leading party or by the government like it is in Poland, in public service media like it is in Hungary. But on the other hand, we have a very special situation when Andrei Babiš, even when he was the prime minister and before when he was the minister of finance, he controlled the one of the biggest media companies in the Czech Republic, the media house which publishes three daily newspapers and has a network of radio stations, very influential website and so on. So it is very 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 special situation, and we have other wealthy people which we call oligarchs, who are controlling the other media. And when Andrei Babiš was a prime minister, these wealthy people were somehow depend on the government, of course, because they needed some kind of cooperation with the government on their projects and so on. So it was it was quite hard to have a media, let's say, who would criticize the government and at the same time want some kind of cooperation from the government. So this was the situation before. Now, of course, Mr. Babiš is not anymore in the government because he was defeated in the last election. So this is not a problem anymore.
Okay, so there is no need to, for example, I don't know, introduce regulations on how much you know, a single individual can own in terms of media. That's fine. It's just or
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Fine. Well, Mr. Klima, I always ask this question towards the end. Is there something which I didn't touch upon which you would like to highlight?
Well,
in regards, you know, to you being named Special Commissioner for Media and Disinformation and your plans.
Yeah, well, you know, there is a lot of criticism that the government is endangering the freedom of press. You know, trying to counter disinformation.
Yeah, maybe just quickly on that note, I should add that the government has banned several websites which were tagged as disinformation sites.
Yeah, you know, this government is really will never endanger the freedom of speech. And when you are fighting disinformation, the disinformation is not covered by the freedom of speech. It is a propaganda of the government of Russia or government of China. And I would say that to say that the foreign governments should be able to spread lies and disinformation, it would be the same as if you would if you know during World War II you would let German government to screen you know the films in London promoting the German propaganda and so on. This is something which everybody will say that this is impossible, but in today world in the social networks on the internet it looks different, but it is generally the same.